This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. This program today will be about gospel basics, going over the essential facts of the gospel of Jesus Christ and showing the Bible quotations in support of those facts. First, Jesus was conceived in the womb of his mother in a totally unique and miraculous way, differently than any of us were conceived. He grew up in Nazareth in Israel and lived a sinless life because he could not sin, since he was both God and man at the same time. Jesus was the only one in the world who was ever completely God and completely man. He preached what God the Father told him to say, and Jesus healed many people of their diseases to prove that he had the power of God and was indeed God. He voluntarily allowed himself to be crucified, to be hung by nails on a wooden cross until he died. Jesus did this to pay for the sins of anyone in any time in history who would repent of their sin and submit to God by faith in what Jesus did, dying to take away the sins of believers. Jesus was buried in a stone tomb where he spent a weekend, and then by his divine power, Jesus raised himself from the dead. He visited his disciples after being raised from the dead, and shortly after this he ascended into heaven, being raised bodily from the earth and rising into the sky. Now we read this in John chapter 20, verses 30 to 31. Therefore many other signs Jesus also did in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. First, the incarnation. The word incarnation means to take on flesh or to become a human being and refers to the conception and birth of Jesus. Luke chapter 2, selected portions. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And then in Matthew 1:18, now the birth of Jesus Christ happened this way. While his mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they came together, before they started to live together in marriage, she was found to be pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Son of God. We see this in John 1:29-34. On the next day, he saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And I myself have seen and have witnessed that this is the Son of God." In John chapter 10 and verse 30, Jesus himself declared that he was equal with God the Father when Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." Now on to the preaching and healing ministry of Jesus. Let's look at Matthew 4:23. And Jesus was going through all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people. Now John 11, selected portions concerning the raising of Lazarus from the dead by Jesus. Jesus said, "Remove the stone." Martha, the sister of the deceased, said to him, "Lord, by this time he smells, for he's been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they removed the stone. Then Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I knew that you always hear me, but because of the crowd standing around, I said this, so that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. The man who had died came forth, bound hand and foot with the burial wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go. The plan and purpose of God for Christ was to voluntarily lay down his life. Read John 10:18, No one takes it from me, but from myself I lay it down. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father. Luke 23:33-43, And when they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right and the other on the left. And one of the criminals hanging there was blaspheming him, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other one answered, rebuking him, said, Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed are suffering justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for what we have done. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Then the resurrection of Christ, Matthew 28. Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. And his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards quaked from fear of him and became like dead men. And the angel answered and said to the women, Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here. For he is risen, just as he said, Come, see the place where he was lying. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him. Behold, I have told you. And they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to report it to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, Greetings. And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go and report to my brothers to leave for Galilee, and there they will see me. Now while they were on their way, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all that had happened. Now the ascension of Christ, Acts 1:9-11. He was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. Now on the topic of being born again, here is John 3, selected portions. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which has been born of flesh is flesh. That which has been born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be manifested as having been done by God. Now concerning confession of Christ as Lord and Savior, John 20, verses 24 to 29. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus first came. So the other disciples were saying to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the imprint of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them this time. Jesus came, the doors having been shut, and stood in their midst, and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Bring your finger here, and see my hands. Bring your hand here, and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believing." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who did not see and yet believed." Repentance for sin and determination to live a new life by the Holy Spirit. Let's look at 1 John 2, 3-6. "And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. The one who says, 'I have come to know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly in him the love of God has been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked." Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Acts 4, 10-12. "Let it be known to all of you that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, God raised from the dead. He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, but which became the chief cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved."